All right, guys, welcome to an episode of The Review. I am Antoine Terrell featuring the wonderful Alicia, a.k.a. A Boogie.
Hey, y'all.
My boy Slim Berg, a.k.a. Lee. And
hi,
special guest, the beautiful, the smart, the funny Monica Brooks.
Hey. Yeah.
How are you guys doing today?
Doing great.
Hey, appreciate you having us.
Thank you. Thank you.
So what we're going to review is the Game of Thrones Season 8. I think everybody, if you're listening to this, you've caught up season 1 through 7.
Better
if not, there
up.
Will be spoilers.
That's right.
And
you've had your requisite
super
48
slacking
hours.
Because you had years.
That's right. Oh, and also let me say that this is not safe for work language. There may be curse words or
we
swear
can put
words.
Put a little disclaimer out there.
Yeah, at the beginning.
Yeah, at the beginning. Be like, okay, this podcast could go a little... sideways. Hey, you get passionate about something.
It may not be rated E for everyone.
Lee has read all the books before the show was even the show.
That's right. Read them like 3 times.
3 times?
Oh, yeah. You're real. Yeah.
How many friends do you have? That makes me question your friendships.
The question is, how many friends do I have left?
That's true.
So you read the books 3 times. Okay, when you watch the show, there's so much sexual tension in the show. Is it like that in the books?
I mean, that's where Monica started.
They don't shy away from the sex in the books, but they don't go into explicit detail.
Okay, I was just wondering.
That's for the visual. The books, they may be like, and he took her from the back, and he didn't give a damn about how she felt.
Oh.
And then
that
they move
gave
on.
Me a visual.
And then they move. And then they move on. They use colorful language. They're like, took her. You know what I mean?
Aggressive.
He had her. Like, and then the show, they just show you all that, and they stretch it out for like 10 minutes.
Right. So I'm gonna ask a question. I don't really care about the answer, but I feel like somebody might. How do the shows line up to the book so far?
Up through about season 4, they were pretty accurate. Matter of fact, season 1 and 2 were very accurate. 3 and 4, pretty accurate.
Hmm.
And then 5, they just took a hard left.
Hard left in a bad way?
No, in a good way.
Okay.
We were prepared for it when it happened. They said,
Who's we?
The people.
The people that read the book.
All the important.
All 8 of them.
Ah, my man got jokes. I laugh a little bit. My mouth was open.
What is the rule with spoilers for Game of Thrones?
So ding, ding, ding. You hit the question.
So here's my thought. If Game of Thrones is on, so this past Sunday from 9 to 9:58, stay off of social media. If you're not watching it during that time, here's my thought. And I think this is where we may disagree. If you did watch it live, don't talk about it for the rest of the night and wait till the next day.
Well, I think it's like almost like a 24-hour.
See, that's what I was thinking too, but
it's out of courtesy.
Out of courtesy, like 20, like
else, but
Monday.
I can give you the 24 hours.
So Monday, 9 o'clock.
But let's not push it.
After that, because people that wait a week.
Okay. You're irresponsible.
Mm-hmm.
So
prioritize.
I'm pretty much on Alicia's side here. I personally am willing to give you 48, but I don't think.
Oh, hell no.
Time out.
I'm not 48.
I'm willing to give you 48, but I don't think you deserve any more than about 2.
See, I think 24. I think 24 for any show.
Yeah.
Because people that wait a week to watch a show, I'm sorry.
No.
No.
That's on them. It's not a priority to them.
So
especially one like that's not commercials. Like, just watch it.
If you do talk about it, you have to use like the hashtags to be able to mute them.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's Game of Thrones, Thrones, Dim Thrones, whatever hashtag is, be polite.
Mm-hmm.
But
you can weaponize that too.
Yes, but
you'd be like hashtag no spoilers. Everyone dies.
Oh,
well. See, I see people like on Facebook. They'll say, "Okay, spoiler alert" in their status or whatever, and then actually start talking about the content, the spoilers in the comments. Okay, that's fair,
right?
Because you click. But then the people that are like spoiler alert, and then they died. You're like
right there where you don't have a chance.
That wasn't a.
That's
you didn't
not
give me a
right.
Chance
not at all.
And I chose for me.
I've done that on occasion.
I know a guy.
Oh yeah, Monica. Monica's the worst. So
I don't mean to, but I'll be talking about it, and I'll just get all wrapped into the show,
and she'll just give away spoilers
that
in the
understand.
Conversation with
we,
other people around. Though
that we can understand that. I can't.
That's irresponsible. One thing that does annoy me, though, is when people get on social media to say you guys are an asshole or whatever if you spoil something.
Seem like you should be
watching. Or you could just get off of social media.
Or you should be watching. You wasting your time.
You
priorities.
Watch. Exactly.
Yeah. And
you
know we what waited so long.
18 months.
Yeah.
Like, that's a long time. That is longer than some people's jobs, some
marriages.
People's relationships.
Marriages.
I mean, Jesus only asked Noah to be out there 40 days and 40 nights. So the bar was set pretty low in the grand scheme of things.
It took LeBron less time to get rid of Magic.
All right. So Game of Thrones, season 8 just started last week. How are we feeling about the first episode?
I squealed several times. Like, if I could muster all the girliness in me, it was there. Because I was like, oh, like, it was very, like, holding my, clutching my pearls and being very happy and emotional. And then as soon as the episode ended, I said, this shit's going to go left.
Oh, yeah. No.
I think that was the point.
I am way too happy now, and it's going to be real bad.
So you enjoyed the episode?
Yeah.
On a scale of like 1 to 10?
Oh, I put it at about it. Okay, so for me, there were certain things that I needed to have happen in the season.
Right.
They packed a bunch of that into episode 1. So I was like, oh, you check that off. So I'll go ahead and give that thing about a 10.
Oh, that was a perfect episode then.
Like for me, for what I needed to to get started into this abyss of nonsense and sadness that I know is about to happen, mm-hmm. I needed to see a lot of that. And I'll go ahead and say they gave me what I needed and also filled me with dread at the same time.
Oh. So, I thought it was good. It was good. Yeah. I didn't know at first. I was like trying to figure out. So Jon Snow, is he messing with his cousin? Is that his aunt?
His aunt.
Yeah, his auntie.
Mm-hmm. Hey, auntie.
Exactly. Hey.
Yeah, but I think I give it, hey, auntie, I give it a 7. Mm. Give it a 7. It was good. I enjoyed it.
All right, encyclopedia over here. Mr. I read the books.
Shut up. I'd probably put it at about a 7.5, 8.2 myself. Granted, there are different things I look at, but in terms of just the show, I'm kind of with Alicia with, you know, it had what we wanted to see. Mm-hmm. It hit feels in certain areas, all types of feels, mm-hmm. good, bad, you know, whatever.
Because what I've been hearing is that a lot of people found it boring. That's what I keep
hearing.
Some
people like to say that. You know, when there's like a new season, the first episode, people like to look for it.
It was
the
just
negative
a setup
sometimes.
Season, a setup
you know,
episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was good, with The Walking Dead, people were doing it. Yeah. Like the first episode was boring, but they have to grow and develop into something, you know?
Well, because you got two types of season finales. You got cliffhangers and you got non-cliffhangers.
Yeah.
Cliffhanger season finales, the season premiere, you're opening up from that moment. Mm-hmm. That's why it doesn't come off as boring to a lot of people. Somebody gets shot, you don't know if they die. The first season premiere, you're like, oh my God, there was a big reveal that he didn't die or something like that.
Right.
But if you got a regular season finale, the next one, you need to build these emotions just to tear people down. Just mm-hmm.
Those relationships
down.
And all
and
that.
I think most people understand, given 8 years of history with this show, I think they get that.
Yeah.
You see all these people riding in the Winterfell, faces you haven't seen or that haven't seen each other in a long time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You're building, you're like, you're building this feeling of, okay, this could be positive. This could be a thing. Knowing good and damn well, you about to get your feelings hurt.
But, I mean, like D&D, the showrunners, they knew what we wanted to see.
Again, they know the showrunners, Monica.
Yeah, I know.
Monica, we not ready for this conversation.
No, we are not.
I said D&D, Dungeons and Dragons.
Let me go and Google
it. I know.
Get a high five.
They know what people want. Like, they know. I feel like they knew me personally. I've been waiting on John and Arya to get back, like, to see each other. Like, they were the only siblings of all of the Stark siblings that acted like Stark, like, siblings.
Yeah.
Like, they had real love for each other. So, things like that. Like, and that's why, for me, the rating gets so high, because it boosted, like, those things boosted it. Like, overall, just how the episode went, there were a lot of things. I'm like, but for the emotion that it gave me.
It still gave you everything you needed.
Yes.
And it hit all kinds of emotions. Personally, I've been waiting on Ari to act like she know what a penis is. I'm just saying.
Oh,
she's about to. Her and Gingery.
She's at that age now.
What?
Yeah, Gingery. Oh, yeah, her and Gingery had to make the eyes.
You better go ahead with your dragon glass.
Oh!
With your dragon glass.
Now, do y'all have a favorite character on the show?
I have, Arya and Tyrion usually are my favorites, but because my hands down favorite is the only Funko Pop of this nerddom that I own, and that is the Queen of Thorns, Lady Olenna Tyrell.
Oh,
because
yeah.
There is a spirit animal for me.
Somebody who throws shade, that's you.
She got a sharp tongue.
She
was
one of my
smart.
Favorites, too.
Yeah. And she's rich.
All right, but she's dead. So who's your favorite that's still alive right now?
Favorite character? Ooh, I'll say Arya.
Okay. That's a safe one, I feel like.
It is safe.
Do you have a favorite?
You're not going to like me for it. But
that's not true.
My favorite.
This is a dead favorite.
Oh, but then you also have to do a live favorite.
But he's alive, too, though.
Did you not just hear this?
But he's alive,
Night King's my favorite. Night King's my favorite character.
How's he your favorite?
What the no words?
I wouldn't like it.
Well, no, I don't have an opinion on it just yet. Right now, currently, I think it's stupid. But But I don't want to rush to judgment. So the Night King, how is the Night King, or why is the Night King your favorite? And if you say something about the them books,
I was about to stay away.
But go ahead though.
I want to know it. What he's done in these 68 episodes that we've watched.
I like the Night King because he has a single purpose. I mean,
what is it?
He's badass. That's it.
He's badass.
But we don't know what the purpose is.
He can win the Olympics.
I need to know why.
My man was like this.
Come at me.
Now
bro.
I do. I will say I am a Jon Snow fan because he's nice with a sword. That's my main thing that I like about him, mm-hmm. is that he's nice as hell with a sword. All that other emo stuff is cool, but that's not why I like Jon. I like Jon because he backs it up and he's nasty with a sword. He's as good as Lannister.
Kingslayer.
Yeah, Jamie he's as good as Jaime Lannister. Yes.
Two-hand Jaime. Why ain't Jaime still nice, though? He just ain't ass nice.
He not nice. He okay.
Yeah. So Night King is your favorite. And that counts as dead and alive.
Right.
But yeah, it does. But I get what you're saying with the Night King. You know.
Who do you have?
Because he messes stuff up. That's what he does.
And Cersei, I mean, she's pretty badass.
She's up there for me. Exactly.
That's what it is.
I'm gonna drink my wine.
It's my way or it's no way for anybody.
Shame on y'all.
Shame.
Yeah, she gave everybody else the bell.
Yeah, Cersei is high on my list, and I don't feel like she's hot because
I also like the mountain though.
She serves a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And you know her motives, and she's consistent. You know she's going to put her and her family, but her first and foremost in everything. And I appreciate that consistency.
Yeah.
So can I say something? I tend to like characters who are who they are no matter what, whether that's good by our standards or not. Mm-hmm. Right? Cersei is who she is. She's always been Cersei.
Consistently. I love it.
The mountain that walks, he's always been him. He's just a big, I don't give a shit, I kill any damn body.
Or the hound.
Right.
The hound.
The hound also, but he's a little emo. He, you know, he wants to be a badass like his brother sometimes, and the other time he want to be all sensitive to Arya and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. And even
Jon Snow, to hit all his faults and stuff, even he's been the same person.
Yeah,
more or less the whole show.
And to be honest, like I'm not like I thought more about this, especially since watching the last episode and finishing season 7 again. I'm not the biggest Jon Snow fan. I'm starting to fall out of favor with Jon Snow
because he looks sad, like he's gonna cry all the time.
He's very emotional.
I can empathize with that.
And really, is he?
He's trying.
Is he really driving the plot in the story?
I don't like, be king.
I'm right here with you on that note, but then I think this. Who gonna check him, boo? Nobody gonna check it. First of all, he died and came back. What you gonna tell me if I died and came back and I'm still nasty with a sword? I don't care how you feel about my emo. You won't come over and say it to me.
I've really come around on Sansa, though.
One of his best moments was when he was like, and my watch is ended. Because, bitch, y'all killed me. I'm done.
That was dope. I did like that one. Yeah, he goes, I can finally get out of this shit. Like, he's just been waiting for his shift to end. Like, when can I clock out of this bitch right here?
No.
Oh, you hear? You hear? Okay, here goes the keys to the register.
I can't do this anymore. Y'all literally killed me, and I'm out.
Any character that you want to see go? Like, I want to see Sansa go. Or whatever.
No, I've come around on Sansa. I've come around.
The season finale, I came around on her.
Sophie Turner.
I was so anti-Sansa for like six seasons.
Me too.
Even when she was going through it, I was like, you keep putting yourself in this shit.
Yeah, Sansa kind of wears me out a little. I mean, I appreciate her growth. But at the same time, I'm like, you still dumb.
Yeah.
Like,
relax. Don't be so judgmental.
I know what he's going to do.
Right. Shut up. Like, if you knew, speak up. I don't understand. And then
do you deny it?
She's like, did y'all bring food? Sansa, when did you ever learn how to prepare for winter? You are a summer child.
The two people that I absolutely needed to see go, and there are more, but the two people, they are gone. Littlefinger, he had to go. I'm glad they waited to do it because it was so much more satisfying when he did finally get it.
Yeah.
You know, and of course, Joffrey, he had to go.
Very creepster.
Joffrey had to go. He was.
Yeah.
And Ramsey.
Joffrey was over to heaven.
Yeah. But they were creepers. They're like the people like on Facebook that, you know, send you requests. You're like, who the hell?
Uh-huh.
and they're making out with the dog or something. But I'm Ramsay. Like, ew.
And then send you a Farmville request or something like that. Yeah.
Sansa,
however you say it, like, I appreciate where she is now versus where she started. When she was there and Arya's direwolf, whose name I can't remember,
Nymeria,
had to die, right?
No, that was somebody's direwolf.
Somebody's direwolf.
That was Lady.
From where she was then,
that was Arya's.
to where she is now. Like, I appreciate that growth to where she's checking Tyrion, like calling him stupid.
Well,
like,
I appreciate that. That was a quality read. Because yes. That was true. That was dumb as hell for you to believe your sister. Mm-hmm. Like, so Sansa was definitely on it with that. But.
No, I don't hear it, but. For me, because we're going to end on a high with Sansa. Daenerys is the one I'm ready to see go.
What?
I'm ready to see her go.
I'm waiting for that to come up.
I'm ready to see her go. Like, I'm.
Why? Because she just so.
Yeah, I
want to
know why. Why?
Like, yeah. We have this. You saw the dead. Like, she saw the dead, right? Mm-hmm. So she know they exist. She saw the army because she flew in with the dragon and all that. So she knows what's coming. You are so worried about people bending the knee. You're so worried about disrespect.
Oh my gosh.
We have a situation right now.
She's doing the same thing. She worried about who bent what knee. It's the same thing.
But hey. It's her brother, though. It was her brother.
Don't matter.
She's supporting family.
She want king.
She's supporting family.
I will say, I was a little bothered by that. Bend the knee. Will he bend the knee? And then she had to roast the dude because, you know, because he didn't bend the knee.
Oh, Sam.
Yeah.
Sam's
not
family.
To be fair.
Yeah.
When Daenerys got started, she was a 12-year-old girl. She literally had nobody around her to talk her down from any of this I should be the queen stuff. She doesn't know anything else.
Right?
Sansa does. Everybody else does. She doesn't know anything. All she knows is the people that are on the throne now took her throne, or at least, you know, were a byproduct of that, took her throne, and that the throne is supposed to be hers. She has the army. She has what the world needs. That's all she knows. And she's supposed to only be like 15, 16, not that much time has passed. So she's still a kid, right? Compared to everybody else. Well, I guess everybody.
They all grown.
Yeah.
In my head.
Yeah.
But they all grown.
She's going to take on the day.
Ain't nobody celebrated a single birthday on that show. They all grown. I ain't seen a birthday cake, a birthday hat, a confetti popper, or anything. They all grown. This just popped in my head, too, to defend my Sansa argument. Sansa has learned from the best. She learned from Cersei. She learned from Tyrion, from Littlefinger. Like the people
but did
that.
She learn?
The
or
people,
did she learn? Learn?
But did she?
But did she?
Because
wait,
she kept.
I'll tell you.
She said, I think she learned how to braid her hair.
How many?
She's going to be the MVP of season 8.
She got good braids.
That's what I'm saying. That's
she's really be what it is. At the end of the day, for me, I think Sansa just wants to be the queen, not a queen. She wants to be the queen. And
take your
that's
throne,
why she
girl.
Be so mad at John all the time, because she wants to be the one in
John,
in position
look,
of power.
I don't, John be I don't, a punk sometime.
I don't think
he's real Ned Starkish.
I don't think Sansa wants to be. I don't think she specifically wants to be in power. She's trying. She was trying to get Jon to take the kingdom. She wanted Jon to be king.
So she now can that, be like the hand.
Yeah. Well, no, she wants the power.
No, what she wants is her family in control, but not necessarily her. Right. I think she wanted Jon to be in command. She wanted him to be the king of the North. All of this stuff. It was her idea. Mm-hmm. Right. I think that him giving that up. Family matters more than anything to her, because everything that happened to her and her family,
shout
she blames
Carl
herself
Winslow.
For. Right? See?
Oh.
Anyway, I think she wants it all back in the family.
I don't know.
You could be right about her maybe growing to the idea of.
I think
being
she
in
wants
control.
It.
I think.
She was close when she was married Joffrey. Yeah. I think she got that taste of it.
Well, she was still. She remember she'd been groomed to be a lady.
Yeah,
you know?
But
she is.
Yeah.
Don't
also,
you be so sarcastic. She's a lady.
She is a perpetual like. Oh, I can identify a problem, but I can't give you nary a solution.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Sometimes you got to be a problem
no
identifier.
Idea.
We then, need problem identifiers.
Right,
in the,
but
in
we
the
know
kingdom.
It's a problem, girl. But what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
But somebody has to say it out loud. Sometimes
the bottom line is Sansa just doesn't trust anybody anymore.
And you should.
That's just it. If you're not a Stark, she just doesn't
but
trust
well, in that
she
environment,
really trust
I would
them.
Trust anybody. I would be scared to go pee.
Yeah.
You can't, like, you know, like, somebody will stab me in my damn butt.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You,
right.
you might get a crossbow bolt next time you go sit down on the toilet.
Like, dang.
You know how it is with your family when you're like,
you
I can talk about them, nobody else can.
Right.
Same thing about checking your family. Like, I'm not going to check you in front of everybody else to make you look crazy. I'm going to pull you to the side. Sansa got a check in public spirit.
Lil' Bran just got the cup of tea. He got an endless cup of tea. It's a big old mug of tea.
I'm
he
glad you brought him up. Let's talk about him just waiting at the gates. I'm waiting for an old friend.
He's always waiting.
I said, Bran, you ain't got no friends?
I know. I was like, what are you talking about?
I said, what friend? Maybe Mira, but he dissed her real hard when they departed.
Yeah, very disrespectful.
So, like,
she should have flipped his chair over.
Yo.
She should have flipped his chair over.
I didn't drug your limp ass through the
tree and stuff. Yeah. Oh, my God.
All right, my girl, thanks.
My feelings were hurt for her.
Hodor.
Yeah, it was his fault. It was Bran's fault.
It was Bran.
Then Hodor became Hodor and then died.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, if somebody told you that you were this raven and you could see through the past and right now and through the eyes of trees and stuff, you wouldn't really be concerned about normal stuff around you no more. Look, if the army of the dead was chasing me through a frozen wasteland, I'm trying to find release too. Whatever this drug you gave him to get able to escape this impending doom, give me four of them.
He touched my arm.
I think she's going to we finished the episode and he sees Jamie. Jamie sees him. But I don't think Bran won because he doesn't have the actual Brandon Stark emotions anymore.
No, he doesn't care about what happened. No.
Yeah, I think he's going to be like, you know what? Did me a solid. It made me get to what I am now. That was my destiny. So you literally pushed me into my destiny.
So a little bit of little tidbit from the book. They have touched on it on the show. The longer you warg, the faster you start to lose your humanity.
I think I'm interested to see what Jamie says to Bran. Like, what's going to be his first words?
I'm sorry.
He's going to walk up and be like, my bad.
Yeah. Man, all right. Good
you
scene.
Remember that window thing? Listen. Yeah.
It's been a long time.
About that.
It was that sister vagina had me all confused. Yeah. Right.
Didn't mean to.
About that. My bad, dog.
My bad. You forgive me.
He was like, is my brother here?
The little one. You see the little one.
Did they make it?
So what do you think about Bronn and his new task?
Bro,
that's so funny because I want to touch on that. Bronn has shown us in every season is he's available to the highest bidder,
right?
And he's done everything. Whoever pays him the most, that's what he does.
I'm waiting
to that point. When I see this scene happen, I'm like, okay, Bronn. Remember what Tyrion said? He was like, whatever their price is, I'll double it.
That's what he said. Mm-hmm.
Like, don't forget.
Seasons ago.
Like, don't forget. And he said it again in season 7 when he saw him before they went to the Dragon Pit. He was like, hey, dog. If you're ever trying to come over to this side, I got you. Mm-hmm. So I hope that he doesn't do it. But I must say that Cersei is a special type of sick bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Because she wants to
I think determined
get,
is the word that you wear.
No.
You meant sick?
Yep, yeah, sick okay. bitch.
Because she wants her, essentially, like, this is their only friend. Like, she wants her brother's friend to kill both of them with the crossbow that her little brother killed Tywin with. Girl, that's just a lot. Like, she need to go to bed.
But they got a lot of time in her hands, though.
She ain't got a brother to sleep with.
Well, that too. But she got Euron. She played herself with the whole, you want a queen, earn her.
I know, she should have said that.
3 seconds later, slapping cheeks.
Listen.
Mashed potatoes Monica would say. Why do you think she did? Why do you think she made that decision to sleep with Greyjoy? Even after she said, you want a queen, you got to earn her. And then she goes, you know what? I'm about to bust it open.
I think in the show, she did it because she was just horny. And there wasn't a whole lot to choose from.
Come on.
Because you got to think more. Think about her personality. She's very alpha female, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's
stressed.
Yeah. Yeah.
She gets turned on by murder.
Yeah. She's stressed. Her kids are gone.
And it is kind of hot. Yeah. Come on.
If she's attracted to one thing, it's going to be one of two things. She's either going to be attracted to something she completely dominates and domineers, or something that she can dominate and domineer that at least attempts to fight back.
Yeah, she likes the arrogance.
Well, she's not above doing what she feels like she needs to do to get what she wants.
Okay, I'm with that more.
She did tell Sansa, she was like, look, girl, use it.
Yeah.
That's what it's there for.
She's what you want. And
that's
I read somewhere that she does represent a lot of the feminist qualities that they wanted to include in the show. The idea that you should do what you need and want to do without having to feel like you are diminished or any less, you know, any more diminished than a man would be if he did it. Like, you see what I mean?
Right.
So she can be evil and still illustrate certain tenets of feminism.
But do we think there's actually a little golden hair being baked in there or not?
I think so.
I think so.
Shook when he touched that stomach.
But
she was like,
she should have had like a bump then, right? I need a clock.
I need a clock and a Mayan calendar.
Maybe she's early on and doesn't know for sure or something.
Because it was enough, but enough for her to tell Jamie that she was pregnant, enough to sell Tyrion that possible lie.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, okay, if you have sex with Euron and he's going to put a prince in her belly?
A prince.
If you have a baby, can you pass it off as his? Do you pass it off? Like, depending on what happens with this war.
Yeah, you have to pass it off as his at that point.
Well, she was really badass. I can do what I want. I'm the queen. I'll bone my brother and everybody can watch.
Right. But see, now I feel like they are like separated. They're like couples counseling her and Jamie need. So
yeah,
I think she's going to try to pass it off as Greyjoy. Yeah.
She's trying to get over Jamie. She knows that Jamie's lost to her.
Yep.
Right. She's like, the best way to get over someone is to get under someone else.
Yeah.
Why do you think the dragons were watching Jon and Daenerys so closely?
That's their mama. Yeah. It's like, that's like,
I'm going to let y'all go.
I heard a theory that, and this may be what Lee's going to say, that either the Night King or Bran warded in, or whatever you call it, into the dragon. That's actually who was watching it.
Mm. Highly doubtful.
Well,
shut down real quick.
I felt. Why is that highly doubtful?
I appreciate how he said it directly, because I was just like, in my head, I was like, nope.
Why is it so doubtful? Why? Why is that not a thing? Why is it not possible?
Because,
well, highly doubtful. Oh, excuse me.
I don't think it's likely because of, well, I hadn't heard that before you just said it, but I don't think it likely because they're pretty deliberate with their cinematography. We would have seen something else to even
you saw
vaguely
the face of that dragon.
The face of the dragon.
Hey, like the rocks, the people's eyebrows, everything.
It looked like to me, like when kids are like, "You're not my daddy,"
right?
You're like, that's just like, "You're not my daddy. My daddy is dead."
Get off my mama.
Tyrion let the dragons let Tyrion get close enough to unchain them when they were in Meereen.
Yeah. Yes,
but I don't recall anybody in the show touching one of the dragons
outside of Jon.
When they were like on that cliff at Dragonstone, he reached out and Drogon let him touch him, and it flooded Dany's basement then, because she was like, oh, wait a minute.
They're okay with him. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Did you hear that analogy?
Yeah, but I thought the same thing. I didn't see that.
It flooded.
Yeah.
Flooded her basement.
You can tell when she looked over, like, okay, my kids agree. They like you.
Yes.
Flooded her basement. Somebody got to call HVAC or something. We had a shop vac.
She gave him the look. She gave him the look.
She sure did. She was like,
I got to step out a while. You mind watching
this? She didn't feel like,
No, you're not leaving me here with little.
Let's fly.
And I don't understand. Like, I feel like she knows so much about her house, or maybe not a lot. No, she doesn't know so much because she didn't know about her brother. But
right,
like, she knows enough to know that they are the only ones with dragons, right?
No, she the only one that don't know that she related to Jon right now.
But that's what I'm saying.
She ain't
like,
go to no family reunions. She ain't got no Targaryen t-shirts.
But she didn't have a thing. Like, nobody was like, so only y'all can ride these dragons. So when he hopped up on that dragon, nothing clicks to her to say.
Because she's stupid.
Between Tyrion's and the Varys and the Jorahs and like, everybody would be able to tell her, even Ser Barristan. Like, I just wonder why she doesn't know that.
I don't think there was any way to make a connection between being Targaryen and a dragon, other than the fact that the Targaryens were the ones that had dragons. It's been 300 years since dragons have been around until now. It's been 300 years since there's been another Targaryen to be able to talk to about dragons. And even then, since the dragons have been here, she's the only Targaryen.
Jon now knows. Assuming he believes. Sam not so well.
Oh, he believed. He believed.
Mm-hmm.
He believed that.
What does Jon do now? I have a good idea what Jon's gonna do. Yeah,
he's not gonna do nothing.
I've already bent the knee. I gotta stay loyal.
He's a man of principle. I use the more PC way of saying it. He's a man of principle.
It's annoying.
He is Ned Stark's son.
It is.
Yes,
in the world through
and through,
he is. But with a better sword hand.
Right.
With a strong arm.
And with a head.
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you think Jon's going to do, Monica?
Oh, he's going to continue doing what he's doing.
Yeah, he ain't going to tell
him. No.
They're going to get in a lover's quarrel.
Like, yeah.
It's true.
I mean, well, you see, you know, Jaime and Cersei, they have their kids and stuff. Mm-hmm. So he figures, this just my aunt.
Well, Jon and already,
auntie.
Jon and already had a boot thing and lost. He's not trying to get this one up.
Especially
when Mr. I Believe in Oaths has already given his oath.
But yeah. I also think that Jon put a baby in there already.
Wasn't there like somebody that told Daenerys she would never have a child?
It was the witch that killed her husband. And like Jon said, like, you don't really know. Like,
she was just
not
saying
to, so I haven't book read, but I'd be like, oh, my nerd. So I know that the prophecy that we saw in the show wasn't complete because basically,
it was complete. That's all they showed us. If it was more, they would have showed us more.
But basically, the way that the lady said it to her, it doesn't say you won't have kids ever again. It says when your womb will quicken, like, again, basically, she could be called Drogo's
basement will get flooded.
But right, like, she didn't really say, and you'll never have kids again. Like, I don't think that Cersei's pregnant, but I know that their prophecy was like, hey, you have three kids and they're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and a younger, prettier
And so I think, and I don't know if
take your spot.
I saw a thing online on BuzzFeed where someone was like, oh, is the younger prettier? I always thought it was, they were talking about Marjorie, but maybe they're talking about Danny. Who knows? Mm-hmm. You know, whatever.
I always thought it was Marjorie.
But mm-hmm. I think she has a baby in there.
I think that Tyrion is working at, he's going to start where he's already starting to look at working at cross purposes to Danny. I think he, in his mind, may not necessarily think that she's Breaking Bad, but now that we know John is the rightful heir, he's just a more capable person on throne. Because remember, him and Varys, their plan was to support the rightful heir to the throne.
Mm-hmm.
It just happened to be that Danny was the only one around, but now John's around and he's more capable. More just, they can still betray Danny while still accomplishing their original task. Mm-hmm. So maybe they start working at cross purposes, which is to say that they're working at cross purposes of John too. He's not the guy to turn his back on an oath.
I mean,
right?
I feel like Davos was on it anyway when he was like, "They just should just get them together.
He might
let
be the inside
let
guy.
Them rule yeah. together." But I think that if it was going to be okay, we're going to rule together, but you're the queen, I'm just like, you know. Over here,
mm-hmm.
So we're not going to jump too far into the season because, like I said, I'd like for us to review and recap all the episodes. So I don't want us to jump too far. But when Sam found out that everybody, that was sad.
Yeah,
I felt for him.
Yeah,
I was.
I kind of did because his brother was good.
He kept asking about people that were dead.
Yeah,
he was like, "Oh, queen, I killed your family." He was like,
"Yeah,
what?"
He's like, "Oh, I'm gonna hurry up and tell him you sleep with your aunt."
And that's the thing about the show. Like, okay, so they kind of flipped it like it was Sam being messy.
Yeah.
Like, oh, she's mad. And I'm like, I don't think we've ever seen that from Sam. Like,
I think he's a little bit mad. He's a little salty.
Yeah, about the brother.
Yeah, the brother.
The daddy was a dick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then
Dickon.
But
he didn't have to cook his brother like that.
Yeah, no.
Cooked him.
But she was dumb. Like,
yeah.
You could have just not.
Yeah, now he went on to be a Netflix original.
He's on Umbrella Academy. Yeah. And as soon as he popped up, I was like, oh, Dickon.
Yeah, with the big shoulders. And his shoulders are big.
The big fake shoulders, though. Look like pillows in there.
Are they bigger than like Game of Thrones? Yeah. I'm like, is that your natural shoulder?
Right. And so he's cool. Huge.
I have big
right?
shoulders, but his shoulders are big.
He's huge right now. Umbrella Academy. So my jackass boyfriend. Oh, big Dickon. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, I felt like that was.
Yeah.
I was like.
Aggressive. Yeah. Sam's in his feelings, which I understand, I guess. I want to know what happened to his quote-unquote wife and baby, though. He just
in the library.
Well, apparently everybody is chilling somewhere in Winterfell. Like,
yeah, they got timeshare.
Yeah, because they left Old Down altogether. So. Oh,
okay. I figured she was somewhere putting the books away.
Yeah. All the books that he brought back. Hey, I said alphabetical order.
Alphabetical. You don't put apothecary before Asimov, you stupid little woman. What you doing?
I felt really bad for him when he found out about his brother. But then the delivery of him telling John, I'm like,
that was passion. That was emotion right there.
And Bran was right. Like, no one else is going to be able to tell him this but you. Because that's your boy. Y'all are a brother.
I was going to enjoy all the memes and stuff on social media.
Yeah.
No, the one, and this is probably too soon, but I didn't make it. The one with the dragon flying over Notre Dame.
I saw that.
Wow.
And I was like, wow. Oh, dang.
I ain't going to lie. I was on the internet like this.
Edit that one out. Jesus.
I saw it.
He went quick with those memes.
That was a Lannister in that cathedral. I want to hear who you guys think could die next.
First one.
I think that they're expendables.
And this is only, I don't have anything much to base this on.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I think Beric first.
All right.
Because he can't come back from the dead but more than one time. I mean,
he's one of what's the movie with the, it's one of the Ice Age movies with the eye patch. I have to look up the character.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah. I can see it.
That's who he is to me. All right.
But it's important. It's important that I mention him though because his sword lights on fire, and that's supposed to be Lightbringer, I think. Mm-hmm.
That's a beast.
I think that's supposed to be Lightbringer, the sword that the prince who was promised is carrying. So that could be.
Did they talk
why
about that
died.
On the show? Was that in the book? Okay, I just want to make sure. Yes. I don't remember all the details.
I already learned. I can't talk about the books right now.
Sword wise, one of my hopes for the season is that between the books that Sam stole,
right,
and Gendry's skill at being a blacksmith, they figure out how to reforge Valyrian steel because we know that'll kill him.
Yep.
So Dragonglass, Valyrian steel, and we have all the Valyrian steel that we know is available is in Winterfell right now.
Mm-hmm.
There's Longclaw, which is Jon's sword. Mm-hmm. What was Ned's sword, Ice, that they broke down. Brienne has half of it.
Yep.
Jaime has the other half. Arya has the dagger. And then Sam has his dad's sword.
Yep.
That's Valyrian steel. So all the Valyrian steel we know of
there's
is pretty much
there's also the horn. There's also the horn. Euron Greyjoy is supposed to have the horn. That's not at Winterfell, but he's supposed to have that horn. Remember? A few seasons ago.
He gave it to Cersei.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I was talking about his penis.
That they do that, but
I was talking about that when I say horn too.
Immediate expendable, probably better.
Not expendable.
That's what.
But they ain't gotta be expendable.
You literally said.
I mean,
expendable.
I feel
you
like
you said it so disrespectfully.
I feel like there are some that
we're fighting
ranked,
for a cause
like,
together.
Oh, like Tormund, we like Tormund enough that he's on a level with like a Brienne.
My eyes
hound,
always been blue.
Where you don't want them to die,
right?
So you're like, well, just kill them off instead.
I need Tormund to get it, Brienne. I need that to happen.
I want her
damn,
with Jaime.
Hercules and Xena.
I mean, I want him inside her. I'm just saying.
Oh
wow! Wait a minute. Wow. So why did you have to say it like that?
I would rather Brienne let Jaime get a taste.
Why are we whoring out Brienne right now?
Jaime's not. I never got that. That they were. That never struck me.
He jumped his ass in a pen with a bear.
Yeah, but I think they were just like really good friends. I never got the romantic
thing.
I never got that.
All right, Monica, who do you think?
Like, oh, it's so nice knowing.
Oh gosh,
she's big. You need two hands.
Maybe it'd be. This is not gonna be Arya.
No, hell
no.
No, they'd riot.
No.
I'm about to say, HBO Studios getting burnt down if something happens to Arya this early.
I don't know, randomly, I'm just saying the Hound.
Mm. I think that, I don't know if the Hound is going to make it. I want there to be Clegane Bowl.
Hound is not Gregor. The Mountain is.
The Mountain is.
Gregor, right?
Gregor. And he's Sandor.
That's right.
Hound's made through some stuff, and then he's finally just going to. Something's going to take him out.
He doesn't care about living, I don't think. Like, he's just like, if I die, it's cool.
I think he's going to end up just fighting his brother. He might die.
They have to fight. They have to fight.
We need Clegane Bowl.
If they don't fight, then it's let down.
That was on my list of things for the season that I needed.
This algorithm has at a 94. But they already have, like,
okay, but
this
your opinion, not the algorithm.
I don't like your tone.
And it better not be the same one as the algorithm says.
My thought is Varys. I think he's going to die early. I think he's gonna show his cards, kind of like Littlefinger kind of did. Like, he's going to try to play both sides because they made that comment.
Mm-hmm.
He made that comment of they keep Jon and Daenerys keep old people away because it lets them know things are going to end. So I think he's going to try to play both sides and it's going to come back to haunt him.
I think that if he gives himself up, it's deliberate. Oh, I think it's deliberate if he dies. I think it's like he makes a decision that has big repercussions. And then we find out that it'll be the end of him, but it'll also be because he knew it would
it's
probably
serving
be the end.
Realm.
Right, or something like
it's
that.
It's like,
that
well,
sounds stupid.
What's it?
I don't care about nothing. That
Melisandre
much.
Said Except the same thing. She's like, I have to die in this weird country. So she's going to come
oh,
back.
Oh, yeah. She's going to come back.
And I would think that she's going
to
die.
Because she said both of them are supposed to die in this country. Yeah. The algorithm has at a 94%. Death rate.
And is this for the season who we don't think is going to get it through the whole season or just like till the next episode?
I don't know how they do it. So I'm going to see after the next episode if they update it, if they change it.
They say the first one, right? So the first one, it couldn't be the end of the season.
This is the highest percentage.
Okay.
Of main characters or like tier two characters. 94% has Bronn.
Okay.
Because if he does decide, and what I see is if he does decide to go after the Lannister boys.
You know, that's actually not a bad thing because, I mean, he's a good character. We like him.
He's an expendable, though.
Right, he is. The show goes on without him.
But he does have, like, we appreciate him enough to where it would feel something. Yeah. Like,
right.
Man, he'd been through everything.
Right.
He had all the prostitutes and everything.
We liked him. Yeah.
Ain't nobody else sleeping with prostitutes. We're crying now. With the lowest percentage of dying, this is much to my chagrin, at it's either 1 or 2% is Daenerys.
Her and Jon are the whole purpose of the entire world.
So if
she can die.
If that happens like that, I feel like I know exactly why it would happen. He would end up getting her pregnant and then dying, and then she's got the heir, the true heir in her womb. Like, it'd be something like that. You
Unless
know what I mean?
She, like, because we, at this point, like, before this season 1 through 5, 1 through 6, time was just, like, we couldn't tell. It would take weeks for things to happen. They got to season 7. We are, like, sending a raven from Dragonstone across the wall. We're there the next thing. So time is moving so fast. Okay. So if there is a baby in there, maybe she dies during childbirth. And the baby.
Fingers crossed.
She could die. Oh, she could die at childbirth. So that's a theme.
Yeah,
it happens a lot in the show. It would satisfy people that wanted to see her dead, but also satisfy people who didn't want to see her die violently.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you to that, you would have John left as the only Targaryen, and then there would be baby Targaryen. So you can still fly these good old dragons.
Sansa has like a 74% chance of dying. Listen,
of all the Stark,
Arya taking over.
Of all, if I have to pick a Stark to die, are we still counting Jon Snow as part?
Yes, we are.
Oh, okay, well then Jon Snow.
You is a hater.
Jon Snow has like a negative 50% chance because he's already died once. Yeah. You know who I think dies?
Died or dies?
Dies. Quickly? Not necessarily quickly, but early. Theon.
Yeah.
Theon is on his way back to Winterfell.
In his redemption story.
He's going to die.
Yes.
He's going to die.
Icing on the redemption story.
By doing something like that.
Doing something huge.
Because he did good.
Like holding the door.
He made a comeback.
Yeah, he came through.
Yeah, because I couldn't. Oh, Reek, was that his name?
Yeah. Oh, it was so sad. That was tragic for him.
Him was struggling.
For Sunday, so like we had a little mini, it wasn't even a really watch party. It was like me, my boyfriend, my best friend, whatever. My sister was like, oh, we're doing this at work, and they were having all these things. She was like, and I'm making lemon cakes because that was Sansa's favorite. And I was like, oh, that's cute.
Thank you. Your sister.
So then
I like
we
your
made
sister.
What my family in typical, like regular, calls hogs in a sleeping bag. We repurposed it as Theon's favorite toy in a blanket.
That's what they called it. Theon's favorite toy in a blanket.
Terrible.
I've never met a disrespectful group as much as them. They are terrible people.
Theon's favorite toy in a blanket.
It's just horrible.
Because he doesn't have a penis. Damn.
I don't know where this show ends, but it's ending with that line right there. I gotta put other things in there. All right. Is there anything else that you guys want to touch on before
you're done?
I appreciate you guys. Thank you, Monica. Thank you, Alicia.
Thank you,
Lee.
I would just like to note the level of trauma we're about to like embark on, not for just Thrones, but the weekend that Endgame comes out.
Yeah.
It's episode 3.
Mm.
That's when
it's about to get good.
That's the battle. Already going to go through some things on Friday because I feel like I'm going to lose a Stark. I might need bereavement that Monday. I don't know.
Catch us next time on another episode of The Review. Peace.